The humpback whale was spotted floating in Sitka Sound September 13th. A team from the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and the University of Alaska Southeast arrived last weekend to check out the carcass, which was beached. Kathy Burek of Alaska Veterinary Pathology Services says the whale was a subadult, about 42 feet long. It had been dead for about a week.
It had indications of hemorrhage would have been struck and possibly carried by a ship. So there was areas of trauma that looked convincing that it had a major, blunt impact.
She says it was likely a large vessel, such as a tanker, cruise ship, or ferry. But she's not positive.
We can't quite say it definitively at this point because, first of all, we only had a certain time to access the animal because of the tide, but also because there had been a lot of changes because the animal had, rotted for a while.
The team cut into the whale, removing blubber and other tissue for further study. Burek says they climbed into the carcass for the difficult task of finding and removing its earplugs.
These plugs are formed by yearly laying down of earwax, basically. And then since a whale doesn't have a big, opening out from the ear, it just tends to accumulate. And so if you can get that, there are ways to count those rings and to be able to be more definitive about how old the animal was.
Other samples will be used to determine whether the whale had been exposed to toxic algae blooms. Those have become more common as climate change has warmed the Pacific. Burek says the scientists are also interested in discovering what the whale had been eating. In a southern Baranof Island whale death earlier this summer, the animal turned out to be malnourished.
We didn't actually figure out a cause of death at all on that one. But its body condition did not look optimal, so that's another reason why we're doing those studies on nutrition.
The most recent whale carcass was left tied up on the beach. Burek calls it a present for the bears, but she also hopes follow-up examination will reveal more information about its injuries. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Sitka.